not too long after I first moved to Oregon. This was like in 2008, kind of just turning into 2009. I started to make rosaries. And not too long after that, I started to look around to see if there was any Catholic shops in town or anything like that. And I found Blessings from Heaven, which is very, very, very close to here. And I began to work with John and Beverly, and they were selling a few of the rosaries that I used to make. And in fact, I even remember one time when I got into the seminary, one of my brothers, the very man, Father Stephen Kenyon, who I got ordained next to, in the seminary, when we were praying together in the chapel, I looked over and I saw the rosary that he was praying with. And I was just like, "Where did you get that?" And he said, "I got it from Blessings from Heaven." I was like, "I made that." And so I was really shocked by that. And the reason that I bring that up today is that I have the privilege of distributing communion to all of you. And one of the things I noticed, you know, we have this gospel again that we'd had a couple of Sundays ago. And one of the things I always notice is many of you have beautiful crucifixes and saints' medals and different things like that. I mean, some of you have like the whole communion of saints around your neck there. You know who you are out there. But I love that. I love that because what they are acts of faith, seeds of faith. Just the other day, we had a whole bunch of first communions here at St. Cecilia, and we had them kind of like, had to do them all in one day, so it was kind of a long day. But one of the things that I tried to remind all of those kids of is that the sacraments that we have in the church and the sacramentals that we have in the church and how important that they really are. So what we say in kind of very brief terms is that a sacrament is a visible sign of an invisible reality. And so those medals that you wear, those sacramentals, the power that those have to spread the faith to other people, to kind of define what you believe and connect that to the earth, is an important thing, because Jesus comes to the earth and becomes a man and sanctifies the things that he created. And so that connection to bring something from heaven down to earth so that he could bring us from earth up to heaven is one of the biggest aspects of what sacramentality really, really means. So in baptism, you know, we have physical things on earth that God knows that we use and can touch and feel and see, like a baptismal font and water. And then he's able to use these physical things that we have for his invisible grace to flow down into each one of us. So every time I get to see those crucifixes and those saints' medals and things like that, I love that, because they're acts of faith. And if I can see them, then I know that when you go out into the world, the other people can see them as well. And that's one of the ways that we actually spread our faith, is somehow, some way, by our actions and by other little things like these sacramentals, for people to know who we are and what we believe in. And I mean, is there really anyone out there that doesn't know, if you've got a crucifix on, that it is pretty likely that you're a Catholic, you know, out there? And so I think these things are very, very important. And I found it a great, great blessing for me to find out that there was even a little Catholic store, you know, out here. And I was so excited about that. And I went there the other day to get a couple of things. And I was so thankful to have something so close to my area, because have any of you ever tried to find like a good religious card for anybody in your life? It's basically impossible unless you have a store like that nearby, or to find a first communion gift or a confirmation gift and stuff like that. Good luck. It's pretty much all online these days, because many of those places cease to exist. But they're important. They're important to continue to spread seeds of our faith to other people. I was pointing out to the kids in that first communion group the other day, it's like we're surrounded by these things that are meant to lift us up, to plant seeds in each one of us, to lift us up to get to heaven. that stained glass window right there is one of my favorite ones here. That depiction of a pelican and that stained glass window. You'll see that in some churches, not every church, but I love that depiction because it's a depiction of the Eucharist. It's a symbol of what the Eucharist really means. It's a mother pelican surrounded by her little ducklings around her. And when she doesn't have food, she plucks at her own breast and feeds the children with drops of her own body and blood. It's a symbol of her sacrifice of her own life to feed her children. That's an amazing, amazing symbol of the Eucharist. And so these things, you know, like I said, they depict in a visible way things that are invisible, especially like when we have our Eucharist. Again, it appears as bread and wine, but it's really and truly and actually changed into the body and blood of Christ. But there's something like last week we heard, there's something greater than Solomon here. You know, there's something far greater that just goes beyond. And we have to realize that the one that can and did create everything has the ability to change the substance of something else and still make it appear like something that we're familiar with, because he uses familiar things so that they're accessible to us. Remember, he comes down, he humbles himself to be like us so that it's accessible, so that we can understand it, so we can touch it, and so we can feel it. And so I encourage you, you know, I mean, if you've got a crucifix or a saint's medal or something that says I am Catholic and it is sitting there in a jewelry box or somewhere at home, you know, put it on. Remind yourself, especially now, remind yourself. And please, please pray for those kids who received their first communion. Please, please pray that their second communion won't be months from now, that it'll be very, very soon. We really, really need those prayers, especially for the young today, so we can continue to plant those seeds of faith in their hearts. God bless you all.